USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Stocks take a nosedive after the best day since 2020. At the closing bell, the Dow losing 1,063 points to close at 32,997. The sharp drop comes one day after a rally on Wednesday following the Fed Reserve's announcement that it was going to raise interest rates. As far as inflation and supply chain issues that are still affecting everything, former Home Depot and Chrysler head Bob Nardelli has some ideas to help.
Let's get the ports resolved, the port issues resolved. We've got hundreds of container ships.
At least three people are dead who were stabbed to death in Tel Aviv, Israel, after a possible terrorist attack. Police are still looking for the suspect. The attack comes 1 month after another terrorist attack in the city. USA Radio News.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things. Like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter 5500 at checkout. That's harrys.com, code 5500. Enjoy!
Oklahoma Republican Governor Kevin Stitt is touring tornado damage. A charter school in the town of Seminole took a direct hit.
There was a nice shelter there, and then when they came out, the whole roof was destroyed and all the outbuildings were turned over.
Seminole is about 50 miles southeast of Oklahoma City. It was hit with its third tornado of the week. Overnight storms damaged two schools, a marijuana farm, and other buildings. There was flooding, but the governor says there are no reports of serious injuries. The co-inventor of the implantable defibrillator has passed away.
Dr. Martin Mower, a former Maryland-based cardiologist who helped invent an automatic implantable defibrillator, has died at the age of 89. Mower and Dr. Michael Mirowski began working in 1969 on developing the miniature defibrillator.
Lance Pry reporting from the USA Radio News West Coast News Bureau. This is USA Radio News.
Here's some great news. If you missed the deadline to sign up for health insurance, or if you just have a plan you're not happy with, you still have a choice. It's called MediShare. There are hundreds of thousands of members, and they love it. MediShare has a 98% customer satisfaction rating, and this is obviously huge. The typical family saves around $6,000 a year switching to MediShare. Find out more. They're great to talk to. 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE.
A state is continuing to look at who received unemployment benefits during the pandemic.
Michigan's embattled unemployment insurance agency is dealing with more fraud. Officials say 55,000 more unemployment claimants who were overpaid during Governor Gretchen Whitmer's COVID-19 shutdowns will not have to repay those funds, totaling $431 million. UIA Director Julia Dale says the agency will continue to review overpayments and extend waivers to anyone eligible. In the USA Radio News Midwest Bureau, I'm Katie Lewis.
At the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, Firearms, and Explosives in Washington, D.C., Attorney General Merrick Garland is giving an update on his anti-crime strategy to bring down rising violent crime rates. Garland saying that gun kits will now be treated like normal firearms.
Those who engage in the business of dealing in these guns will be required to mark every frame or receiver with a serial number so that the guns can be traced.
He says businesses will be required to be federally licensed, maintain records, and run background checks in the same manner as they would when selling a regular firearm. And finally, Cinco de Mayo festivities are happening all across the country. The day honors the Mexican Army's victory over the French invaders at the Battle of Puebla in 1862. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.